Open Windows, June the 28th. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of anointing. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15, verse 13. If it is true that you and I have been anointed of the Holy Spirit, as we ought to be, our presence in this world ought to register something positive for God. It ought to be impossible for us to come into this world and go out of it without having registered something upon it. People in this world ought to feel something when we are near them. The devil himself ought to take notice that, because we are here under the Holy Spirit, Jesus is here. It is impossible for Jesus to be anywhere without something happening. And now Jesus is here by the Holy Spirit in believers. Therefore there ought to be nothing neutral about any Christian. The Holy Spirit is positive and not negative. And if the Holy Spirit is really Lord in our lives will count for something. There will be an influence in our lives which will be eternal. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Let us be sure to ask the Lord that the anointing shall have a free way in our lives. The effect of the Holy Spirit may be to condemn some people, and it may be to redeem others, but he cannot be neutral. And if the anointing is upon you and upon me, the devil will take account of it. May the Lord help us to see that it may not be a bad thing. Do you want the devil to say, "Oh, that man, that woman does not matter. You need not bother about him or her"? I had a friend once who, whenever we were parting and going our different ways, he took hold of my hand and said, "Goodbye, old man. The Lord make you a nuisance to the devil." Well, that is how it will be if the Holy Spirit is really upon us. For that is how it was with the Lord Jesus.